I call together the next exciting meeting, the meeting of the Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District, regular meeting for Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. I'm sitting in as the deputy chair for Sarah Blossom, who's out of town, but present for a quorum are Transportation Benefit District members Roger Townsend, Val Tollefson, Wayne Roth, Mary Ann Blair, and myself. So we have a quorum. Are there any modifications to the agenda?
I have none to offer, and I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. The agenda is accepted. Are there any conflicts of interest to disclose? Seeing none, we'll proceed. The most important item on our agenda this evening is a report on changes from the 2015 legislative session.
And good evening. I just have a couple of brief comments. I wanted to make sure you were aware of two pertinent changes to transportation benefit districts that happened in the 2015 legislative session. The first is that for a transportation benefit district and a jurisdiction such as ours with identical boundaries, the City Council can take action to take over the transportation district in addition to assuming its rights and responsibilities. So that would mean if we have ongoing projects that the council would take, the city would take those on, or if there were debt service, which is not the case for us, that the city would assume that debt service. So that's an opportunity that exists for the council and the transportation benefit district. It's an action that is taken by the council, so the city council could discuss that in the future. Another change that was made is the maximum amount of non-voted license fee was increased from $20 to $40 after the license fee has been collected for 24 months. And that's an action that would be taken by either the Transportation Benefit District or the city if the city had taken over for the Transportation Benefit District in its functions. So those are the two major changes that happened. There is a very nice write-up from MRSC that I included in your packet that has a lot of links that tell you kind of where it is in the RCW, and our city attorney has also taken a look at it if you had any legal questions.
Any questions at all?
I don't have any questions because I do think the article from MSRC was very clear and helpful. I do think it's something that we should talk about at the council meeting upcoming, and I wonder if we can't put that forward on an upcoming agenda. I'd like to do it when we have a better chance of having a full council here so that all seven members are able to be a part of it. And because in this particular case, Councilmember Blossom is chair of the Transportation Benefit District, I really want her to be a part of the conversation and help provide the leadership in that.
Absolutely. I can work with City Clerk to schedule that.
Thanks. I mean, if that's agreeable. I mean, I that's an idea. Let's see what others say, too.
I think that makes sense, and it's, since it's action that needs to be taken by the council and not by the board,
yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Sounds thanks. Okay. Yep, I think we have consensus on that. Thank you, Ellen.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Do I have a motion on the consent to approve the consent agenda, which includes only the board meetings from June 9, 2015?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed say nay. That motion passes. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.